mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, hour number three, ton of vital information and info for you. Vital information and information. That made a lot of sense. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into large-scale war games begin in Russia, Far East. That's AFP. AP reporting that Iran took three British ships, and then Britain saying they don't know if that's true or not. We'll also get into NMCC ops director asked subordinate on 9/10 to stand his watch on 9/11. That came out in one of the hearings by accident. Martial law threatened for Iraq. There's just a ton of it here that we'll be covering in the next 59 minutes. But Paul, I mean, you're over in England. Is it on your news that the official Iranian TV and radio is saying they took three British ships?
Yeah, it is. And obviously it's a serious development because according to the Iranians, the ships were chock full with maps and weapons. And there's, on the back of that, there's also a report today at The Guardian, which is taken from a New Yorker article, that Israeli military and intelligence operatives are running covert destabilization campaigns, not only in Iraq, but also in Iran. So then you've got, you know...
Now, again, why would they be running a destabilization campaign? Because Ben Halliburton gets to stay there for 10 years, and they make more money. Order out of chaos, folks. Go ahead.
And... Remember last year when Bush publicly came out and supported these mass demonstrations against the Iranian government, which, you know, was supposedly this independent movement to overthrow the government, but actually we later found out that it was a total CIA coup operation, just like they've been trying to pull in Venezuela. So, in alliance with this report of British warships on the coast of Iran in Iranian waters, then... That's exactly what it is. It's a destabilization campaign to get Iran wary, to get the Israeli agents spying on this Iranian nuclear program which they're developing. So, again, yeah, it's all out of chaos, which is why, on the back of this bombing on Saturday in Fallujah, we often see that, you know, these so-called car bombs are actually missile strikes coming from eyewitnesses, which are both Iraqis, people in local government, and U.S. and British troops. So how many of these car bombings are actually what we saw on Saturday, an actual missile attack to destabilize the region, which is the goal?
Absolutely. Keep the crisis going so they can offer their solution, tyranny. Let's go ahead and Chris wanted to get into... Now let's hold off on calls till the next segment. We'll go to Mike and Fred and others. But the last caller, you know, he's right. There's so many big things we forget about. We had the Pentagon wanting to have a public market betting, and you'd win if Americans died. That way the globalists know where they're going to strike and can bet. They did that on 9/11, but they wanted to legalize it and make this be a convenient cover. And folks forget about that, betting on dead troops, Paul.
Well, yeah, is this what happened on 9/11, the day before, where Reuters reported airline stock set to fly, and actually there were massive put options put against them, you know, speculation that the stock on American and United would go down, and obviously after the attack that's exactly what happened. And then, as you mentioned, this report last year whereby there would be bets placed on dead American soldiers, where the next war would be, where the next terrorist attack would be. And I think there was actually a Wired magazine article which came out months after that died down, after it was supposedly mothballed, which said that it had moved into the private sector under a different name and was in fact still continuing, just like with Total Information Awareness. Which
so that is literally the running man betting on who's going to die next. I mean, that is gladiatorial.
And the people who stand to make money out of it are the people who control, you know, where the next terrorist attack will be, the people behind the terrorist attack.
And then that's their cover is, oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's like a drill on 9/11 of flying hijacks jets into buildings. Oh, it's just a drill at 8:30 in the morning of the Pentagon and World Trade Center being hit. That's why NORAD stood down. It's all just a big accident. We'll be right back.
Hey, Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to AustinWheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience. And we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, without further ado, let's go into your phone calls. Let's talk to Mike in Hawaii. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, aloha, Alex. It's Michael in Honolulu. Just want to let you know that I changed my subscription from the monthly to the yearly over the weekend, and I also
to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, that's right.
There's a lot more coming up on the site. We appreciate all your support, sir.
And I spent most of the weekend watching three of your videos, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, and Police State 3 Total Enslavement, and I mean, it was just incredible. I got some questions for you, though, after watching the movies. What happened after you confronted that U.S. attorney that he was in front of the television cameras that he was lying about the Patriot Act? What happened after that episode? Did they do anything to you after?
No, he just scurried off and went and sat with the Statesman reporters and laughed at me, and basically off camera he was like a mobster just giggling about it all.
Yeah, and what was I tell you when you confronted George Bush back in 1998 when you you were standing in front of the podium and asking him about why did he get rid of the move to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the CFR, and I mean he's just standing there looking dumbfounded at you.
Well, he looked at his security people, and then they drug me out, and it was in the paper. We didn't get it on video because I was drug out. He goes, "That's freedom, freedom of speech in America. We have that freedom." And they were twisting my arm behind my back. It still hurts, you know, if I roll over in the night. Mm-hmm. It's worse than some of my football injuries. You know, that shocking electrical pain you get. I still have an injury in my rotator disc or whatever it's called in my shoulder from that. They were just cranking my arms up going, "You like that? You like that?" you're going to jail, you're going under the jail. And they drove me around for 45 minutes, and then they got a call, and the governor says release him, and they threw me out on the side of the highway.
Can you believe that's incredible? One last question.
No charges, no nothing. I have been kidnapped by George Bush. I mean, if you did that to anybody else, you'd get a kidnapping charge.
Yeah, yeah. One last thing. When you went in about the driver's license and the thumb scan, how did you have any problems getting a driver's license later on or getting?
No, they won't give you one unless you thumb scan. And for 5 years, I didn't have one. And then after 9/11, I tried to fly and I couldn't. And so I went ahead and went and thumb scanned. Just so I can continue to fight it, I can do more good than not. And I've tried to get people in a movement to stop it and resist it. Some states have, most others haven't. And it got to the point where I couldn't fly to L.A. to be on a national TV show to fight the New World Order. So I went ahead and did it under protest. But so here I am in Nazi Germany. It's like I'm a Jew in Nazi Germany. You know, I'm as a Jew in Nazi Germany, hypothetically, I would be against papers, but if I had to have papers to get out of the country, if I had to, or to travel, then I've got to do it. So, you know, then it becomes an underground thing.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's it, and you have a great day, Alex.
You too, my friend. Thank you for the support, Mike. Michael, any comments to what Michael had to say, Paul?
Well, just remember that they're now introducing the program whereby you will have to thumb scan to leave the country, and that's not just for, you know, countries designated as not in the American alliance or whatever, but it's for British citizens coming up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, 6 months ago it was to come in. Oh, yeah, that's good, but of course, a waiver for Latin Americans, Mexico, Guatemala, you name it, Bush gave them a special waiver, but as citizens, we have to do it now.
And then there was this report about this British journalist. They've now changed the visa regulations on journalists without even telling them, basically. So she was arrested by Homeland Security, again detained in a cell for 24 hours without food. And
another British man, a white guy, I say a white guy because imagine how bad it is if you have dark skin or an Arab. Must be horrible. But a few months ago he came in, and we have these literally every 2 days I see an article like this, but these are the ones I remember. He came in, hadn't paid a $2,000 bill, his credit report showed, on a car. Turned out he had paid it later, they found out. And for 24 hours, they gave him no water.
And they shackled his feet, his ankles, and his hands, and used, you know, wooden restraints and things of that.
And no bathroom allowed. He got to sit there and do you-know-what on himself in a corner.
While Homeland Security was sat there laughing at him eating burgers.
And that was on the AP and BBC. Again, folks, we've had Green Party activists on, conservative activists on, where you try to fly now and you're in the cap system because, quote, you're politically active. And you can't fly. They just laugh at you. Usually, it's funny, some foreigner who can't even speak English in some commando outfit, you know, digs through your goods.
Well, yeah, that's the red level security. So it's... It's basically no fly, and that's going to be extended into no buy list, whereby if you don't take the ID card, the microchip, then it's no buy, not just no fly.
I saw an article in Arizona about 3 years ago. It was you go in to get your driver's license. If there's even parking tickets, they arrest you on the spot. Or if you haven't paid bills now in some states, they'll not give you the license. But now the newest thing is when you try to go buy a car or a house, you get put on this criminal list and can't do it. I mean, folks... Debtor's prison.
But going back to the George Bush kidnapping, I mean, you were lucky that you weren't tortured as well, because now we know that George Bush and his administration is above the law. And that's not some UN Geneva Convention. It's American law. And, you know, they can legally torture because they've got a parallel legal system.
Well, you know, it's funny the caller brought that up. My shoulder is actually hurting today. It doesn't usually. So I was tortured, Paul. You try somebody cranking your arm behind your back, putting your fist on your head.
Oh, they were just blowing off steam, Alex.
Yeah, they did blow off some steam. They got me, too. Good job, Williamson County. I'm in pain 5-6 years later. let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philly. Go ahead, Fred.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
What was this... announcement a couple days ago by Tom DeLay saying that he's going to split up Patriot 2 into three parts and append those parts to the big spending bills, the mm-hmm. kind of bills that they wouldn't mm-hmm. dare not pass. Mm-hmm. Where can I get that story in print?
We did post it, I believe, didn't we, Paul?
Yeah, I believe it'll probably be in Thursday's or Friday's archive.
Yeah, you just click on the calendar. I know I have it actually here in the stack. Let me try to find it. But let me explain that. Have you noticed I call the New Patriot Act 2.5? Well, no, I mean, really, because they passed about 60% of Patriot Act 2 in the intelligence spending package December 13th, the day he signed it in a secret ceremony. This is the AP, 2 hours before he announced the Saddam capture. So no one ever talked about it that I know of, just a few news wires.
Is that anywhere in print? I've been spending 3.5 weeks trying to get that story down. Is there anything in print?
Paul, I remember you posted actually in the News in Focus on the right-hand side. Yeah, go into mid-December, like December 16th or so.
Okay.
Because, again, it's all in archives, according to a calendar, and that'll be one of the main stories.
All right, well,
I know we had it by the, we actually had it by the 14th. We had it the day after.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's a relief to me because, you know, I've been talking to so many people, and they made me feel like I'm crazy in bringing it up. Now,
well, Ashcroft said there was no new anti-terror law, no Patriot Act 2.
Yeah.
January, March, in April testimony in 2003, 2 months after it was introduced.
Right. Now, I would like to change the subject to something that's also part of this methods of control, et cetera, which is the HIPAA Act. Now, that, in a way, is analogous to that thing that Clinton had proposed, the Clipper chip, in that it's analogous in that the way these legislations are written these days is that, sure, they'll pretend to give you privacy as long as the government has a back door to a method of communication. The Clipper chip said, it'll encode conversations, but the government has to have the program for that. And the HIPAA Act puts the shield of confidentiality on your doctor's records, but the government has a back door to that.
Well, when they passed that a few years ago, CNN said, a new law to give you more privacy. And what it does is it allows the government to arrest your doctor if they don't get you to sign a waiver form and report it to HIPAA that they gave the pharmacy across the street your name and info. And by the way, my dad is an oral surgeon, a dentist. I mean, I talk to doctors all the time. It is hellish, but then it allows the government to take all the information. It's a direct digital pipeline to them, and then they can give it in turn to corporations
right.
So Eli Lilly can send you free Prozac in the mail. So it actually took all your privacy away except for your doctor, the one guy that should be able to do stuff with it.
All right, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, and it's all going into that government building in Fairfax, Virginia, where the Total Information Awareness is operating out of privately. They just change the name, and, you know, it gets massive funding from these government-affiliated corporations.
And USA Today reported, what, about 2 months ago, that every time you order a pizza from a major chain, it runs through NSA to see if you have any warrants for even misdemeanors, and then instead of a pizza coming to the door, you get a SWAT team.
Yeah, I mean, the ISPs have all been ordered by the government to turn over information at will. Even these software programs that carry email capability, like Xbox, they've been ordered to turn over any information. So it's all going into this centralized database in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, they know, how many ghouls you can kill when you're playing, what's the game where the bio releases happened, and you're down underground. Oh, I forget. But I mean, the point is, whatever game you're playing, they even get the info on that. If you're hooked into the internet. I mean, come on, folks. This isn't freedom. Resident Evil was the name, yes. It's coming to me now. Let's try to jam another in here. Got time. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug. Doug, you're on the air from Missouri. Go ahead. Doug hung up. Don in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, just to know that entity does exist out there in the world. I was just calling to see if you ever received the two things I sent to you, one about a one-legged guy having to walk a straight line, and the other one about the car there, and if you did, if you understood it, and if so, was you ever going to post it on your website?
Yes, sir. I did read it, and I do mean to give that to my webmaster to try to find it. Well, what's wrong with making a one-legged guy a sobriety test walk a straight line?
Well, you read the article. I didn't make it up. I just figured that Newcastle, Pennsylvania is your type of town since you made
tell
it.
Tell you what, stay there.
Thought.
We'll talk about it. It was Newcastle 3 years ago where the guy yelled back at the police dog. and got some prison time for it because that was assaulting the dog. Stay there, Don. We'll talk about Newcastle. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in 2-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I get a lot of weird stories over the years out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, but it's actually a trend I've seen in California, Oregon, New York, Texas. That was a case up in Michigan a few years ago where a police dog was chasing somebody at night through the streets and ran up and started biting just an innocent bystander walking into their house at 1 a.m., you know, in their front yard. And the guy kicked the police dog off of him. And he got 40 years in state prison, which I guess that means he'll serve about 7 or 8. But for kicking, assaulting an officer. But in California and Texas and Pennsylvania and all over, I mean, I see these articles every few months, yelling at a police dog. And I've seen the same case over and over again. You're walking through a parking lot, okay, and they crack the windows in the police cars. In fact, they'll lower them halfway, and the dog's trained to stay in the car. It's supposed to be in a cage, where the cage is right up against the window with it totally rolled down. And a guy was walking by a police car, said in the article, about 10 feet away. He was caught on surveillance tape in Newcastle, PA. It's about four years ago, maybe even longer. I'll never forget this article. I've got it somewhere. And I guess this is what the caller is mentioning. And the police dog, roar, scared him. And so he went, you know, shut up. Didn't even cuss at the dog. Just said, shut up. And a cop saw that, ran out, had the tape, got him convicted. And I think he ended up spending like 6 months in jail or something. I don't have the article in front of me. And it was years ago. Because it said that was assaulting an officer to yell at the dog. And so their dogs are better than us. You don't talk back to their dogs. In fact, you can't get now in a lot of military funerals, you can't even get the military to come out and be part of the funeral. They're so busy and the funding's been cut. But a few years ago, they had a police dog in Houston killed. And, I mean, it was like something like 10,000 sheriffs and police went there for the burial in Houston, all taxpayer paid for. But is that what you were getting at, Don?
I just figured you always like those articles from this side of the country. And I just wanted to know if you understood what I was saying about the car and if you was going to post it or if you just...
You know, I don't particularly remember that article. I remember the article you said about the one-legged guy having to do a sobriety test.
Yeah, that was just what I sent for you. I figured you would enjoy it. But my question would be, what is the odds of me actually filing a charge against the dog in the car barking at me? As far as I know, that's a battery, is it not? I mean, I don't talk dog, but then again... You know, he's barking at me, so how do I know? I mean, wouldn't that be against the officer?
I mean, we got video of cops beating women and children at protests now. That's just what they do. It's part of the new freedom. And if they do lose a lawsuit, they just use your tax money to pay it. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Paul Watson, what do you think about what he was just saying?
Well, I can believe the one-legged man sobriety test because, I mean, they're trying to create more and more reasons for having these checkpoints to carry out that kind of thing. I mean... You mentioned California in Sacramento. They're trying to pass a bill which will ban smoking in your own car if you have children in the back seat. So it's just, you know, another reason for a checkpoint. And the thing with the dogs is that their dogs are lords. You have to treat them like people. But then on the other flip side of the equation, you get a case like the Smoke family who were pulled over in Nashville because they were suspected to be involved in a robbery.
And the dog walks over wagging its tail and they blow the daylights out of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, their dogs are lords, but they'll go around killing other people's dogs all day.
Well, they have a policy, most SWAT teams. The head guy's called dog killing detail, and they just kill your dog. There have been cases of 5-pound chihuahuas being blasted because they say that it, you know, causes a disturbance. It could be a threat. Well, it's like the article I read out of the Arizona Republic where they go, well, we have tasered here in the town a few children under 1 year, actually said under 1 year, because they were a threat to the officers. Remember that article 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and there's also that case where there was a depressed woman who was threatening to kill herself. The neighbor called the police. The police came around and killed the depressed woman's dog just to try, you know, make her feel better. So, I mean... There's cases everywhere.
Folks, by the way, we're not joking. We're not exaggerating. This stuff's really going on. I shouldn't laugh. Oh, Paul, what are we going to do? Oh, this is incredible. You know what? I'm not going to take any more calls. I want to spend time with Paul on news. A lot of great calls today. We're going to break, and then there's a big stack here I want to go through, Paul, and get your take on it. But any other items you want to bring up when we get back?
I think we need to talk about 9/11, the Whitewash Commission, where they came out and said that the air defense stand down was just an accident, as we could have predicted, but we can prove that wrong in, you know, 2 minutes.
And now we've got more public officials saying that they were told not to be at work that day. We've got more people being replaced. And we'll recap some of the top stories, too, folks. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. I shouldn't be laughing. It's just getting too crazy. Paul, do you ever, like, have trouble believing what they're doing? I mean, it's so amazing.
Well, yeah, even though I read it, you know, 6 hours a day, I still have trouble believing it.
I mean, it's already so over the top, and it's going to get a lot worse, by the way.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit assetprotectionteam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit assetprotectionteam.com or call 888-240-3337.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, black seed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
NMCC Ops Director asked substitute on 9/10 to stand his watch on 9/11. We'll get into the 9/11 Whitewash Commission coming out and saying, oh, Al-Qaeda never worked with Saddam. Then 2 days later, yes, he did. They do that to get your confidence, then act like there's some type of debate going on. They were appointed by Bush, just like this Iraqi government is a puppet government. I mean, there's not even any debating it. That's coming up with Paul Watson here in just a few minutes. Before we do that, I do want to encourage all of you to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We've added a lot of new great videos and books and materials you can get there, like Jews, the Preservation of Farms, Ownership, new film, Innocence Betrayed, get that film, and when you get it, three comic books giving you the history of gun control that even a yuppie can understand, and you get all of that for $29.95. We have George Humphrey's new video out on 9/11 that I think is excellent. It is 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear, or Love, one of the best films I've seen on the subject, on DVD or VHS, $19.95. Get a free 80-page color booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion, when you order that, or get two and get the second video for $5 off, or $14.95, so get two for $34.95, plus three color full-color booklets that are perfectly bibliographed, so you can go along with the film with it. So that's another great deal. My films are all $25.95 a piece because they're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours, 42 minutes, 44 minutes, some hours, some are 2 hours, 24 minutes, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 2 hours, 5 minutes, but they're all jam-packed. They're the equivalent of three or four films in one. They're $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 films. That's a big discount, an $18 discount, the three-tape special, and so on. And your support is also needed. So, again, visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order those materials, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, Paul, just a quick plug for PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's get to the news. But PrisonPlanet.tv, weekly video reports, almost daily audio reports, original stories, and it's 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up, of course, for a month. So people really need to go sign up for that. Tell them about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, I made the point before that, you know, you can go and watch all of Alex's videos on there. I mean, the point is to buy them and make copies, but for people who can't afford to do so, you know, $180 or whatever for all the videos, they can go and watch them for $5.95 in a day. So that in itself represents great value. And we've got my book going up there later today, another video going up there later today. As he mentioned, George Humphrey's video going up there in the next couple of days. So,
and I'm also going to put that on the main site, too, or large portions of it for everybody. Because that's what we also try to do is that, you know, I mean, I've had my films out there for years on the Internet, and sometimes we put them out for a while. We just can't do it anymore. We're victims of our own success.
Well, no, because that's the point. People are financing the free aspect of what we do. Because we can put a portion of a video up, which I've done in the past, or, you know, an audio file, which then gets linked on these big websites, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people downloading this audio and video, which is free. So that strangles us, you know, regarding bandwidth. So that's what people on the pay side of PrisonPlanet.tv are helping us finance while getting their own service.
Yeah, they're actually helping get the word out. I mean, that's, to me, has been a selling point. Some people actually I found don't like that. No, I just want it for myself. But no, folks, it's about, we can't continue at this success rate putting everything out for free, or putting out audio files, video files, having four servers, you know, having IT people that run them. We just either we grow and get funding, or we get smaller, because that's what the Internet's about, is being free. So you can literally have 500,000 people or something visit before, you know, somebody buys something. So it's masses of people who are new coming and learning, and those of you that are informed and on the cutting edge, you're there getting privileged access to weekly video reports, audio reports, all this stuff, and then you're also helping us, fund the whole thing. It's absolutely integral. It's needed. So please, for those that have signed up and let your monthly subscription subside, sign back up or get a yearly subscription. If you haven't, sign up for a month. See if you like it. I think you will. All right, Paul, we got about 21 and a half minutes left here. And let's get into the 9/11 Whitewash Commission first. You wanted to speak to that.
Well, they came out a few days ago and said that the reason the planes weren't intercepted is that the order to shoot down the aircraft wasn't passed along to military fighter pilots in time. And straight off the bat, we know that's false, because as Colonel Don Grand Prix said, you know, he knows the pilot who shot down Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. On the day of 9/11, there were reports that 10 airlines had been hijacked. So what happened to those? Did they call off other attacks that were set to take place that day? We know there were other targets from people who come out with prior,
because elements of the military started refusing and were going to shoot down the aircraft.
Yeah, because the whole attack got delayed because Flight 93 was delayed on the runway, so they had to call some of them off. You know, they were planning to attack the Sears Tower, the Capitol, White House, among other targets. So now the Whitewash Commission has come out and said that the order was not passed on in time, that it was Dick Cheney that was responsible for giving the order, which is wrong, because 2 months ago we had the amendment to that, which came out in June of 2001, which passed over responsibility for giving the intercept order over to Rumsfeld, which is why this report that you mentioned about the NMCC director handing over control to this rookie on the day of 9/11 is more important. Because what happens is, and this is Brigadier General Winfield, Deputy Director for Operations of the National Military Command Center, 3 minutes after Flight 11 gets hijacked, the first thing he does, and this is the guy responsible for, you know, getting the order from higher authorities to go ahead and shoot down the aircraft, 3 minutes after Flight 11 is hijacked, he passes his authority over to a rookie who had basically only just completed his training, his first day on the job, 3 minutes after the plane's hijacked. So that delay in itself was probably intentional, just to make sure that that first plane hit. But again, they're saying that, you know, that they thought Flight 11 was still out there when it had already crashed into the building, but they ignored purposefully the report which we highlighted that there were fighters, F-16 fighters in New York, well, Atlantic City, you know, running these war game scenarios, which were basically the cover for 9/11, 8 minutes away from the hijacked planes. And that's never included, never mentioned in the commission's report. And they say that, you know, the book stopped with Cheney when it didn't. It stopped with Rumsfeld because he had the order had been changed 3 months
before. 2 months,
before.
Yeah, 3 months before. I was going to say 2 months before. And this is admitted. He takes specific control of the whole program to his own micromanagement. That had never been done before.
I know. The directive stated in the event of a hijacking, the NMCC will be notified by the most expeditious means by the FAA. The NMCC will, with the exception of immediate responses as authorized by reference, forward request for DOD assistance to the Secretary of Defense for approval. And obviously that's Rumsfeld. And again, you know, 35 USAF bases within range on 9/11.
Yeah, since NORAD was set up in 1956, they've had the shoot-down order. If your Cessna goes off course for 5 minutes, they launch F-16s. If you're unresponsive, if transponders go off, they launch F-16s immediately, especially with large passenger jets. But in this case, for hours the transponders are off, an hour and 24 minutes from the first plane hitting, two-plus hours from the Pennsylvania situation, and nothing happens, a continual stand-down, ladies and gentlemen. And then the guy running all this, General Myers, gets promoted to Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Well, yeah, 167 times, occasions, both before and after 9/11, these planes go off course, they're intercepted within, you know, in the case of Payne Stewart, 21 minutes. Andrews Air Force Base, which could have protected the Pentagon, their website on September 10th said they had a ready, you know, squadron of F-16 fighters ready to defend Washington. September 12th, the website gets changed, that information gets wiped just by a miraculous coincidence, and they say that they don't have a squadron-ready set of aircraft to defend the sky.
There were eight different bases within 75 miles with fighter intercept aircraft loaded on the tarmac with missiles.
Yeah, I mean, so they're basically saying that it was an accident because the order was not passed in time to get, you know, be passed on to the fighter pilots to get the shoot down. We, you know, Flight 77 crosses across the Midwest, comes back again. We're talking, you know, 70 minutes and nothing is done.
Transponder off on radar. Then the feds grab the five FAA transmission tapes of the orders they were getting from NORAD. They said they accidentally shredded all those, Paul.
Yeah, and these were the conversations and between the FAA personnel, and the reason for the shredding of the evidence was that these people were under emotional strain, and so this means that the evidence contained on those tapes might be inaccurate, so they just went ahead and shredded them.
Well, that's completely normal, Paul, I mean.
And again, I mean, people like Keane are in business with, you know, these funders of Bin Laden, just like Bush was, so there's no agenda to investigate the true purpose. The first commission with Bob Graham and Porter Goss, they were meeting with the so-called, you know, chief funder of Mohammed Atta on the morning of 9/11.
And that's admitted.
Which is why we call it the Whitewash Commission. And you had Christopher Broder on your show couple of months ago, you know, the guy who stood up in the middle of Giuliani's testimony said that the government trained and funded Al-Qaeda. There were other members in that audience saying the same thing, holding signs up. Those people are arrested, and there's actually another incident of that, I think about a week ago, where somebody, you know, stood up and told the truth, basically, in the face of all this deception, and they were also arrested. So the people who were blowing the whistle on it in the actual commission meetings are arrested by the Secret Service.
Yeah, the commission never asked why the CIA did insider trading, why public officials were warned not to fly, why there were tens of thousands of U.S. and British troops massing for the invasion of Afghanistan, why our government flew 8,000 of them out. It was basically an advertisement for the Patriot Act and the police state.
Well, yeah, their solution is a domestic intelligence agency to spy on Americans.
And then on Thursday they come out and go, oops, Bush messed up, it was an accident, Al-Qaeda wasn't with Saddam, to get our confidence, and then to spin it and say it wasn't a deliberate lie, and then by Sunday it's, oh, we were wrong, he does work for Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah, the neocons are still clinging on to this proven fraudulent so-called meeting with Atta in the Czech Republic with this so-called, you know, Iraqi military commander. And the people that are passing on this intelligence, in, you know, inverted commas, are people like Alawi, the CIA-sponsored child murderer, who's a new prime minister, who passed on the 45-minute claim to Tony Blair, the claim that Iraq could launch weapons of mass destruction on London within 45 minutes. He had to later admit that it was, in his own words, a crock of fill-in-the-blank. And then people like Shalabi, who was supplying the New York Times, a so-called liberal alternative newspaper, with the same information. Which
but that's okay, because we've got Putin saying Bush can be trusted, and he gave him the weapons of mass destruction, and McCain came to his rescue. Bush gets boost from McCain, the AP. Before cheering troops, President Bush got a strong endorsement on Iraq and a boost from his re-election campaign Friday from Senator John, Mr. Mind Control Manchurian candidate McCain, the Arizona Republican, courted by Democrat John Kerry to be his running mate.
Well, yeah, the neocons even seized on the Putin warning that he had, you know, warned Washington that Iraq wanted to attack the United States. And this is a man who's, you know, a bigger dictator than anyone on the earth, basically, in his own country, in Russia, caught carrying out his own terrorist bombings with his own FSB in Ryazan with the false hexagon, which, you know, it was a sting operation. The police luckily caught them carrying out other apartment buildings in Russia. So, I mean, these are the people that we're supposed to trust, people like Putin, the arch dictator.
Well, Putin's a good KGB man. Drudge reporting, Ronald Prescott Reagan has choice words for President Bush, not words of approval. He told Chris Matthews that administration officials have no business invoking the Reagan name to justify war in Iraq. Reagan, my father, never felt the need to wrap himself around anybody else's mantle or pretend to be anybody else. He never did that as an actor. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They have to keep invoking him. It is their administration, their war. They can't stand on their own two feet. They're no Ronald Reagan, for sure.
Well, yeah, and that's what the whole Reagan funeral thing was about. It was about pro-government worship and linking, in essence, you know, Reagan, who had good rhetoric but was controlled and his government was basically hijacked by the Bush cabal, using that wave of national mourning to again sympathize in pro-government by saying, you know, this guy was solid, he ended the Cold War by standing up to evil. And then you've got Bush giving the speech at Reagan's funeral basically saying the same thing. So, I mean, that's what it's about.
Here's another one. Abu Ghraib must not be torn down, rules judge, CBC. And it says, as pretrial proceedings on Monday of three of the seven U.S. soldiers, which they're going to use the Patriot Act on so they can't speak out, of Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal, a military judge declared the facility a crime scene and ordered that it be not be destroyed. Of course, the Bushes want to destroy it, just like the World Trade Center, Oklahoma, at Waco. Government always destroys the crime scene, Paul.
Well, they want to destroy it because, you know, I'm 95% sure that Abu Ghraib, the scene of the torture, was the same scene as the Berg execution. The
same paint, same chairs.
Yeah,
he worked at the prison.
There, we know that. So, I mean, that's more so than the torture. I think that's the reason why they wanted to destroy it, because, you know, it's where the Berg PSYOP execution took place, so they don't want anyone digging into that.
And Paul, I've talked about on the torture situation how for years they bragged about how good torture was on the nightly news. Then they said, oh, we were never behind it. Now we have the memos where they ordered it connected to Rice and Rumsfeld. But you think anything was, you know, do you think there might be somebody getting in trouble over this?
Well, I think... obviously, they want to burn some lower-level members. The word I got was that some of the scapegoats, basically, that were told to do it, obviously, they were wrong to do it, but they were thinking about going to the very top and trying to burn the people who were really behind this. So whether that happens remains to be seen.
Well, they're not going to be able to because they're going to get charged under Patriot Act. That's now starting to happen. They've charged one of these people with Patriot Act, so they can't defend themselves or talk.
Well, exactly. That's why they need to clamp down on this, because these people, from what I can see, want to burn the people who are actually in charge of it.
And of course, the neocons are out hailing the use of the Patriot Act against these people. I mean, now their own torture boys are having it used on them. Come on, wake up. We'll be right back. Final segment, News Blitz.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final key news items here. Report: Ken Lay to be indicted. Prosecutors said be seeking fraud charges against ex-Enron chairman within 2 weeks. We have the whole White House, I mean almost all of them, intimately involved in all this. And I predict this is just for election stunts, that they'll either won't get the indictment or will bring it in and then kind of blow the case and create a big whitewash. After all, they got the real crime boss, didn't they? Martha Stewart, who did nothing compared to the real crooks. And U.S. prosecutors are expected to ask a federal grand jury to indict former Enron Corporation chairman Ken Lay within 2 weeks of charges related to the company's 2001 collapse, a newspaper reported Saturday. Paul?
Well, I didn't see this, but wasn't there a video that came out which showed the Enron executives cackling and laughing over this that came out a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, a video and a bunch of tapes of them, how to run the scams and, you know, the different things they were doing. And I mean, we have the people on tape bragging about it, and nothing's being done.
Well, nothing's being done about, you know, Buzzy Krongard and his links to these stock speculations pre-September 11th. It's the same deal. I'd like to know who was behind that.
Well, at least we're bringing freedom to Iraq. I mean, it's been martial law since the liberation. It was martial law under the globalist minion Saddam. Iraq government may impose martial law. Just use the term openly. This is ABC News. The Iraq government may impose martial law in parts of the country to fight insurgents, and it takes power from the U.S. People we appoint take power, we increase the troop levels, and they call this a handover, Paul.
Well, it's already martial law. I mean, mass gun confiscation, mass arrests of people, you know, up to 90% of which are taxi drivers who don't show their papers at checkpoints, people who sell alcohol, or children who steal biscuits, as the London Times reported. And again, your new Prime Minister of the liberated Iraq is this former terrorist leader who murdered dozens of children. You know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Won't get fooled again. Yeah. And UK troops accused of mutilating Iraqi bodies, London Guardian, and it says the death certificates by doctors show this. We put this out, what, 2 months ago on Prison Planet, but now we have MSNBC detailing a rape of innocent people. Now, again, expanded details, Paul. How do the sickos out there that have promoted torture live with themselves?
Well, they do it by ignoring the real reports, and they just say it was hazing and, you know, humiliation. And then when you say, but women were raped, people were beaten to death, they just say, no, that didn't happen. I never heard of that, when it's in the official military report. I mean, there were dozens of bodies coming out of Abu Ghraib before the torture thing broke, where the Iraqi doctors analyzed the bodies, and they showed, you know, definite signs of being beaten to death, and that was also in the report.
Meanwhile, the CIA puts out all these fake photos, and we say preemptively they're fake, to later discredit everything, then, oh, it must be fake.
Well, yeah, and that's what they did with the British torture photos, which were later proven to be fake. The editor of the Mirror newspaper had to resign. But then it came out days later that torture had taken place within that same regiment. So the story was true, but the photos were false.
But suddenly military intelligence shows up. The Mirror believes it, posted. Why would the military give them these photos themselves? To discredit something they knew that was coming out.
Exactly, which is why you saw those porn photos, which were then picked up by the Boston Globe after everybody knew that they were fake, and the Boston Globe then came out with its apology.
And if this isn't torture, what is? O'Reilly, Iraqis are primitive and should be bombed again. O'Reilly, because look, when 2% of the population feels that you're doing them a favor, just forget it, you're not going to win. You're not going to win, and I don't have any respect for the large part of the Iraqi people at all. I have no respect for them. I think that they're a prehistoric group. That is, yeah, there's excuses. So they're terrorized. They've never known freedom. All that, there's excuses, I understand. And then he goes on to say, and this teaches them a lesson, that they cannot intervene in the Muslim world ever again. What we can do is bomb the living daylights out of them, just like we did the Balkans, bomb the living daylights out of them, but no more ground troops, no more hearts and minds, it ain't going to work. So just 98% of them deserve to die, Paul. Back tonight, back tomorrow. Thanks, Paul.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.